The International Monetary Fund, IMF, said on Thursday that Pakistan can reduce electricity prices by 1 rupee per unit, using revenues from the 791 rupees per unit levy imposed on gas used in-house for power generation by industries, the only measure the government has secured thus far. This will lower electricity bills by 1.5%, but industries using gas to generate in-house power will have to pay 23% extra for gas to achieve this minimal reduction. Revenues from captive power plant firms can be used to reduce electricity prices by 1 rupee per kilowatt, said Mahir Benassi, the resident representative of the IMF, in a brief statement on Thursday. Benassi made the statement a day after Pakistan and the IMF reached a staff-level agreement on the completion of the first review talks. Benassi stated that the price reduction would benefit all consumers. However, the Islamabad High Court has already suspended the off-grid gas levy for at least 5 weeks. Pakistan and the IMF have reached a staff-level agreement for the $1 billion second loan tranche, but the timing of the IMF board meeting remains uncertain. On March 7, the government notified a 23% increase in gas rates for industrial captive power plants, CPPs, by imposing a 791 rupees per million British thermal unit, MB2, grid levy. The levy was introduced to discourage the use of gas for in-house electricity generation and push industries to shift to the national electricity grid. The 1 rupee per unit reduction is negligible compared to the 23% additional burden placed on industries. Pakistan's 20 major textile export companies and chemical firms have taken the government to court over its decision to impose the levy to generate funds for reducing electricity prices. Submissions made by the council are worth consideration. Let notices be issued to the respondents for April 30, 2025, at the expense of the petitioners. The notification of March 7 shall remain suspended till the next date of hearing, stated the Islamabad High Court's March 26 decision. The 1 rupee per unit reduction suggests that the government and the IMF anticipate generating about 110 billion rupees to 120 billion rupees in revenues from the off-grid gas levy. The petitioners have urged the court to declare the off-grid levy notification illegal and to rule the Off-the-Grid Captive Power Plants Levy Ordinance 2025 unconstitutional. They argued that they are already paying sales tax on the supply of natural gas and that imposing a double tax violates the constitution. They also questioned why the levy was introduced through a presidential ordinance rather than an act of parliament. On the last day of talks, the Petroleum Division requested the IMF to reduce the new 791 rupees per MBTU grid levy by 250 rupees to 300 rupees. The division proposed linking the levy to the average electricity price instead of peak hour rates.